Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
And now, join Kevin Hart as he dives into the minds of some of your favorite celebrities. This is Gold Mines with Kevin Hart.
Oh my God, world. You already know what it is. It's an episode of Gold Mines. God damn it, I get so excited when I say it. I get excited when I say it because I feel like you get excited when you hear it. And I feel like you get excited because you know what you're about to get. You're about to get gems. You're about to get great conversation. You're about to get information. Because that's what Gold Mines is built off of. Guys, what do we do here? We get inside the minds of amazing people. Some of the most talented, some of the most creative, some of the most entrepreneurial. I mean, the list goes on and on. And today's show will be no different. Wow. Today, man, I'm excited because I get to talk to a two-time Grammy Award winning singer. That's huge. Let's just hold on that for a second. Not once, but twice. I mean, I've done things once, but when you do it twice, that means it wasn't an accident. That's huge. That's big. An actress. Oh my God, one of my favorite movies. Favorite movies, and I do mean that, Dreamgirls. And here's the crazy thing, right? Here's the crazy thing. When you act and you do things and then you get appreciated and respected, not just from people, but like from the place and space of awards, well, then it gets different. This one here sure is an elite room. One of 17 people got this. She has an EGOT. What the hell? An EGOT. I wonder if I could get an EGOT, but I don't know if they give them out for the Kids' Choice Awards. You know, I'm big with the People's Choice. I'm big with Nickelodeon. I'm real big with NAACP Image. I'm huge over there. I got shit. But I don't think that any of mine falls into space and place of an EGOT. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Jennifer Hudson. What up, Jen?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I guess I can start off by just saying this EGOT, this is a big deal. It's a real big deal, right? And I mean, you're talking about a room of 1 in 17. What do the EGOT winners do? Do you guys have like a group chat? Is there an email? Is there like a website that you guys check on and share? What's the world of like communication that you guys have amongst yourself, if there's any at all?
No, we don't have any of that.
Oh my God.
But I would love to get that started if I could. The only other EGOT I ran into recently was John Legend, and we got to sing together, and I got to look at his EGOT wall.
That's as
close as it gets, I would say. And then actually, I think it's 19 of us now because Elton John just won and became the 19th EGOT.
You know what? On a serious note, you know, that's one of the pinch yourselves, right?
I know.
You know, when something of this magnitude, you'll forever be talked about in general, but an award of this magnitude, it's like, you know, it's the best of the best. And to be able to be a multi-talented artist and get realized and recognized on the different layers and different levels, that's a phenomenal thing. So I just want to take a moment just to give you flowers, right?
Thank you. And
conversations just to say I'm truly, truly enamored by those that get to share that. And the fact that you do is dope as hell. So congrats. I know you hear it a lot, but I'm going to say it again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I received that. Thank you.
Well, we got more to congratulate you on. So before I get into that, man, I love to start at the bottom. Everybody wants to start at the top. Everybody wants to start where the success is to date. But before you get to the success, you got a crazy road. You got a crazy world of ups, downs, good, bad, etc. For you, why was it singing? And was singing the first choice for you?
I was born into the singing, like a lap baby on my grandmother's knee in a choir stand. I come from a singing background, and that's what I always wanted to be. So at 7 years old, I remember my mama saying, your teacher said, this little girl knows exactly who she is and who she wants to be. And I told my teacher, I was like, I'm going to be a singer and I'm going to be rich and famous. Wow. And I knew at 7 years old. And my mother used to put us like in curricular activities. My sister took tap dance, my brother took piano, and I took ballet. But soon as I fell in love with music, I was like, and that was at 6 years old. Listen, this is who I am. This is what I want to do.
Why do you feel your mother was so like aware of the space and place of the extracurricular activity? You know, as a product of a household where my mom kept me busy. By the way, we didn't have it. So until this day, I think my mom might have been selling cocaine on the side, because I don't know where she got this money from. I don't know where she got it from. But I mean, my mom had me in swimming, probably one of the most expensive hobbies for anybody in the inner city. Cause we were a traveling swim team, like almost, you know, on the standards of what a country club would be. It was like a boutique high level swim club. So between that, between basketball, between football, there was a moment where it was baseball, it was track and field. She kept me busy. Where do you think your mom, gravitated? Why do you think she gravitated towards these particular activities for her children? What was it? Was it her background? Was she active in that space?
She used to say, idle hands is the devil's workshop. And it's like, I mean, you know, if you ain't sitting around doing nothing, then that's when you get into mess. So she always wanted to keep us active and doing something, you know, positive and to help us progress. So that, I think that was really her main goal with it. And then she used to always tell us, whatever makes you happy. It was no pressure. It was no force to be like, you need to be this. You got to be that. It was just like, whatever you're into, I support it. Long as you're happy, mama's happy.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to assume that your relationship with your mother is extremely close. And I'm also going to assume that you could be a product of her, because you hit me with two back-to-back. my mama used to say, idle hands are a devil workshop. And then she said, if you ain't doing this, then you're getting in the mess. So when you don't realize the effect that your parents have on you, you slowly see yourself morphing into what they are and who they are. And when I hear you talk, there's such a religious, like, there's such a church presence to you. You know, when you talk about being on your grandmother's knee, you talk about the choir. Like, I'm just in listening in the brief introduction to our conversation. Do you feel that that's where the real legs to the singing came and grew? Because, you know, there's such a high level of support for the voice or the strong voice when you come up in that church and you're around so many powerful, strong singers or I guess you could say people that are doing it out of love and not doing it, you know, for the career of or the fame approach. Like, do you feel like the church background sparked and enhanced your world of want to be a singer anymore?
Oh, definitely. I mean, but that's what we do in our family. You sing and you go to church, you know? And it was, my grandmother used to line us all up. This is, now I got to toss it to grandma and have us all sing. And then she told Jason and Julia, now y'all just go sit down. Jennifer, you come here. And before I do it, I was leading songs in the church choir that at 7 years old. And then from there in my school and stuff like that. And then that's when everybody's like, Jenny needs to sing.
That's insane. That's insane. From Chicago, right, Jay?
Yep, South Side.
Yes, South Side of Chicago. So many success stories that have come out of Chicago. You know, I think that when you are around hardships, when you are around the tough environments, you know, ultimately we always shine a light on the bad. But there's so much. There's so much good. There's so much character building. There's so many defining moments that you see later on that you used as a catalyst, of course, to become what you are and who you are today. What do you give credit to Chicago for doing?
I mean, when I think of Chicago, I think of my family. What I love about Chicago, I mean, it's full of great artists to look up to, you know, one. And then I've, what I want to say to that, like, I've always had a lot of support there. And then my family's there. That's the base. Mm-hmm. That's the root. And Chicago itself, I always say, I love to go home to Chicago because it allows my feet to touch the ground. I feel like, I think we're very humble people and very realistic people. So that keeps me connected to my human and my core, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a person first. And I feel like it keeps you grounded no matter how much you succeed, no matter what you do. You know what I mean? It's like, it keeps us really normal. And
there you go. Your feet are always on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, before we get to the conversation of American Idol, you know, at your early years, before success, you know, you got to talk about the work, how you were feeding yourself while staying true to the craft that you chose. Some of the early jobs, I know you were doing like cruise ships in Florida, right? Which is crazy because I share a similarity here with you. I remember when I was doing like ski trips, like some of my first big work for comedy was when I discovered that there was a season where people took ski trips and the ski trips desperately needed talent. So as a comedian, you know, through like the winter seasons, I was a traveling guy in the cold doing a bunch of comedy for people in cabins, you know what I mean? In like these weird cafeteria spaces. But I got like a fast crash course lesson in, you know, being good or bad, but how to adjust. You doing cruise ships. Seeing on cruise ships in the beginning stages, like, was it a great job or nightmare job for you at the time?
Listen, first of all, as you're saying that, I'm like, man, I ain't found out about that gig. Okay, like, I could have sang them down. I was always looking for things to sing, and I'm still that way to this day. I don't care who I'm singing for. As long as Jennifer's singing, I'm happy, right?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gold Mines with Kevin Hart. You can catch the rest of this episode exclusively on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you next week for a full episode of Gold Mines with Kevin Hart.
Gold Mines with Kevin Hart is a SiriusXM and Laugh Out Loud radio production. Executive produced by Kevin Hart, Ty Randolph, Mike Stein, Brian Smiley, Eric Eddings, and Eric Weil. Produced by Danny Sellers and Leslie Guam, and engineered by Danny Sellers.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.